Well, good day, everyone. Actually, you know, there's a couple of times a year we do something solemn, which we're doing today. The other time of the year is Passover. But all the events we go to and everything that we do in these holy days are for us to learn about our Savior, His work, and His plan of salvation to save us and to bring us into His kingdom. In the spring of this year, we had a solemn occasion in which we had a Passover service. We washed each other's feet. We took the bread and the wine. And it was a solemn event, and it's for the memorial of our Christ. And I want to tell you today that today is another memorial to our Christ. Because we're in a New Testament church. And our high priest is our Christ Jesus. And there's special things, but what I'm trying to get down to is everything comes from Him. Our salvation comes from Him, but our covering, which atonement speaks of, the covering, comes from Him also, that He covers us to make us presentable before God. In Revelation 3:18, Jesus was admonishing the Laodiceans about being lukewarm and not really trusting in God and putting their effort into God. And He told them, now I'm reading from the Message Bible, so the sounding of the phrasing is going to be a little different, so I'm just letting you know I'm reading from the Message Bible. But in Revelation 3:18, Christ was telling them, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Everything is coming from Christ. When we're covered, He provides the covering, the clothes. He gives us our garments that we'll wear. He gives us the ointment that we can see through Him. We see the truth. We learn from Him through the Word. We've received through Him the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is in all of us. And it's part of this plan. And He Himself had to go up to the Father in heaven before the Holy Spirit came to us. And the New Testament church began from His blood that He shed. So a good place to talk about this event and the difference between what was going on in the Old Testament in a temple and what's going on now is written in Hebrews. The 9th chapter of Hebrews. In beginning of the first, that Hebrews 9, it was said, that first plan contained directions for worship, an especially designed place for worship. A large outer tent was set up, the lampstand, the table, the bread of the presence were placed in it, and this was called the holy place. Then a curtain was stretched behind it, and a smaller inside tent was set up, and this was called the Holy of Holies. And in it were placed the gold incense altar and the gold-covered Ark of the Covenant containing the gold urn of manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the covenant tablets. And the angels whose wings shadowed that mercy seat, but we don't have time to comment on these now, After this was set up, the priests went about their duties in the large tent, and only the high priest entered the smaller inside tent, and then only once a year, offering a blood sacrifice for his own sins and the people's accumulated sins. This was the Holy Spirit's way of showing with a visible parable that as long as the large tent stands, people just can't walk in on God. Under this system, the gifts and the sacrifice can't really get to the heart of the matter. It can't assuage the conscience of the people, but we're limited to the matters of ritual and behavior. It's essentially a temporary arrangement until a complete overhaul could be made. And then came the redemption through the blood of Christ. And Hebrews 9:11 says, "But when the Messiah arrived, high priest of the superior things of this new covenant, he bypassed the old tent and its trappings in this created world, and he went straight into heaven's tent, heaven's tabernacle, the true holy place, once and for all. He also bypassed the sacrifices consisting of goats and calf and blood. Instead of using his own blood as the price to set us free once and for all. The old plan with blood that was not their own, if that had been the case, he would have had to sacrifice himself repeatedly throughout the course of history. But instead, he sacrificed himself once and for all, summing up all other sacrifices in this sacrifice of himself, the final solution of sin. Everyone has to die once, then face the consequences. Christ's death was also a one-time event, but it was a sacrifice that took care of our sins forever. And so when he next appears, the outcome for those eager to greet him is precisely salvation. Our high priest is in the heavenly temple. Our covering comes from him. Our acceptance to the Father is through him. Everything comes through him. And God has given him all authority on heaven and on the earth, everywhere. He has authority over all things. And he is our high priest. He is our king. And he's our salvation. So let us not ever lose track or be drawn to the side away from Christ, our high priest. And we must continually buy from him the gold refined in fire, the riches that he provides that are be kept in heaven, that will not see corruption or be stolen. And we will receive our garments from him that cover us and show us to be righteous. And he anoints our eyes and our ears so we can see and hear and understand the truth. And the truth is this day and this memorial, we are remembering our high priest in heaven this very day at the right hand of God, who's made atonement for us.